Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. 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 Impermeable. Unbothered. Impermeable. Unbothered. I'm the people's champ. Obama. And you don't understand. Melania. Permeable. Unbothered. Sick. Allergic to the con artist. Fake woke. An imposter. Only real ones up in my roster. Like Junior C. That's my roster. You know, I just been bossed up. I've been high. My shit been bossed up. I've been high. My shit been
All right, happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
I guess it's as happy as it could be with all this craziness that's going on.
I know, it's so crazy. I can't believe it. It's like a minute-by-minute situation going on.
It's hard to know which way is up and which way is down.
I know. It's so crazy.
I'm sure nobody's been living under a rock. No, I don't see him on yet. So we'll just give him a couple of minutes and introduce what we're going to be talking about. So I don't know if I'm sure there are people that are living under a rock intentionally. Sometimes it's nice to live under a rock. In this case, probably not so much because it's good to know what is going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
even though I don't want to know what's going on, but it's good to know what's going on. Our topic today is going to be, we're going to be responding to the coronavirus, which is actually, there's been a lot of coronaviruses throughout history. This one, what is it, COVID-19? That's what this one is called, because SARS was a coronavirus. Was Ebola a coronavirus? There's been a lot of different
types. I've never heard it called that.
No, this is the first time I've ever heard of called coronavirus, but they've all been coronaviruses. So this is not called the coronavirus. I saw something today, and I don't know how accurate it is. It said something like COVID-19, which is caused by SARS-2. So I'm wondering if the virus, what the people get is the COVID, and it's caused by SARS. So, and you know, when we talk about this topic today, I feel like it just has to literally be a discussion about how we're feeling, because there's so much information, and there's so much accuracy, inaccuracy. You know, I don't even want to say anything definite, because I don't feel like we know any. I don't feel like we know enough concrete information to even say anything definite about it. So I think that we should just talk about how we're feeling and, you know, just get that information, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people that might feel the same way, might feel the opposite way, might not care at all. There's some people at my job that are like, today somebody said something like, oh, it killed this many people, but how many people has the flu killed? And I'm just like, literally not. Yeah. I mean, it's a sickness, but, like, not the same thing. This is literally something that is widespread worldwide, and the flu may be a bit, you know, it's bad, and it has killed people, but it was named a pandemic today. So it's just a lot going on, and some people feel like it's a scam, like some of y'all people, president, who think it is the world out to get him because they don't want him to be president anymore, so they are killing people and making them sick so that he will look bad. But I feel like he's doing a good job on his own by making his own self look bad. I don't think he needs any help looking bad. I don't think he needs any help looking bad. So that's pretty much what it's about. We're going to talk a little bit about it. I know in New York, we just found out from what I read that it is It has the most cases of infected people in the United States, and the majority of them, I believe, are in New Rochelle, which is upstate New York. So I feel like I don't want to be around people, and I feel like I don't want anybody. I feel like I can see people's germs nowadays, and it's so difficult to be outside and around people, especially like in Manhattan and around the people that are coughing and not covering their mouth. It's just like, how could you even think it's okay to cough and not cover your mouth? And
yeah.
I just don't understand what's happening. So that's pretty much where I am with it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's so hard.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying that it's so hard because there's so many different things going around, and then it's like I feel like it's so bad the way in which people are responding to it culturally, not from our culture in specific, but to specific cultures that are involved, you know, within the stigma of the virus. And it's just, it's horrible because we have to realize that, you know, in this day and age with the memes and, you know, the music videos that are being made about a specific culture, blaming them, like, it's very hard because if it's that culture that's being blamed, you don't realize the impact that it's having on them. You know, it's a mental thing. So it's horrible what people are doing. And then, like, even if they're just standing there, they're being accosted and accused and blamed for certain things and sprayed with Lysol cans and targeted in a horrible sort of way. And it's like, come on, we're adults. We're all grown. And we should know that we can't do this to other people because everybody, no matter what race, ethnic group, you know, religion, culture, however you want to define yourself, no matter where you're from, we're all susceptible to these symptoms. And it especially with it being the time of year that it is, being spring, I can't speak for everybody else, but I know I have really bad allergies when it comes to the change in weather and, you know, even sneezing. It's like rough. Like, you don't even want to sneeze nowadays because people look at you and they scowl at you and, you know, they make you feel a certain way if you even cough, sneeze, or look as if you may be sick. Like, it's so crazy. You can't even... You know, you can't even be sick nowadays without it being, do you have coronavirus? And it's just ignorant of a lot of people, and we have to, you know, wake up and just stop doing to one another.
And what's unfortunate is that all of these things that we're doing to prevent it from happening are things that we should have been doing anyway, like washing our hands and coughing into your sleeve and not your hand and not touching the pole on the train. Like, all of these things that we're doing, we should have been doing all this anyway. And I feel like as people, there's a lot of people that are really nasty. And people are so concerned about making money that they're not concerned about health. So, you know, we don't know necessarily where the origin is, but some of the things that they've talked about is the condition of where certain companies kept their food, kept different items, kept living animals. So all around, we really need to take into consideration the health and what's going on everywhere, all around the world, because the health conditions when it comes to our food is disgusting. Like, it's absolutely atrocious. The health, the hygiene of the world. And I know that we're more cognizant of what is going on Like, I know that we're realizing it more now than we were before, like, not to hold the doorknob of certain things. You know, I just realized the other day that the dirtiest thing in your house is your front doorknob. I don't think anybody has taken into consideration that you should Lysol it, you should spray it down, because we open the door, we close the door, we go wash our hands. You can disinfect everything. But the doorknob has never been – I mean, I'm sure that some people – disinfect their doorknobs, but I didn't really think about that. And I'm talking about the inside. I'm talking about the outside. A lot of people aren't thinking about disinfecting the doorknob. And now I'm just like when I come home, I disinfect with Lysol. I disinfect my doorknob because you're smart. Unfortunately, a lot of the people that we are around are disgusting, and that's just the way that it is. Not being discriminatory, it's not saying a specific race or culture of people. People are nasty. And it's fortunate that it's like that, but that's just the way that it is.
Yeah. But that was a perfect, you know, way in which you described it. It's like, these are things that we should already be doing. It shouldn't take an outbreak or a pandemic situation for us to clean our hands and be more, you know, cognizant of what we're putting in our mouths and touching our faces and, you know, the way in which we're reacting with one another. Like, it's so crazy that it takes this sometimes for people to realize that they got to wake up and be more aware of what they're doing with themselves and, you know, the situations in which they're putting themselves in. And, you know, sometimes it takes these sort of dramatic situations, but I feel like things like this happen every couple of years. It wakes people up, but then it doesn't change.
For 2 seconds.
You know. Yeah, it changes for a little bit, and then they go right back to just, you know, doing whatever and not being aware of the environment and, you know, how we should be treating even animals and plants and things like that, things that we're consuming, like, and just realizing that even the food that we eat, you know how, like, there's a lot of places that just create, they grow their own meats and stuff like that. Like, we have to be aware of, you know, even that and what we're doing and just trying to be healthy and be the best people that we can be internally and externally.
Mm.
And this should bring light to that.
I just feel like if people were more hygienic and cared more about their hygiene and the way that they treated their food and the way that they handled being around other people, a lot of this wouldn't even be an issue. Like, a lot of this is an issue because people are nasty. People don't cover their mouth when they're coughing. They cough into their hand and then they touch doorknobs and they touch other people. They cough in their hand and then they shake people's hand at work. Or they go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands when it, which is, I like, the amount of times that I have been in a public bathroom, and it'll be like an office building or something for work, and people will go to the bathroom. I can hear them going to the bathroom and then just walk out. Like, you're not even going to pretend like you washed your hands. They won't wash their hands. I don't understand how people think that stuff like that is okay. A lot of this should have been avoided if we were more hygienic, and I believe that. You know, I know that this was supposed to happen or whatever, not supposed to happen, but, like, it happened. But there's a lot of ways that it could have been avoided if people were less nasty and more considerate of personal space. Like, what is that? Oh, my, I keep forgetting. Oh, social, how is it called? Social distancing is a trend now where people are giving other people space, called social distancing, and it's primarily for places where there are a lot of people in one place. So, like, the train, the bus, if somehow you end up making it to a concert. I don't know who's going to a concert right now, but even at your job, if you're at a meeting or something, you'll give people enough space. I don't understand why we haven't been. Everybody that follows me on Instagram saw my thing about I've been doing this since before the coronavirus. Like, I believe in personal space. I don't want your germs in my vicinity. I want you to keep your germs over there. I'm not interested in getting your germs. I don't care who you are. Keep your germs. So,
that's funny.
And it's literally, like, they have things that they're talking about with the social distancing. And it's literally, I feel like I saw it on the website for my job. Like, I feel like social distancing was something that was on the thing. Why are we not doing things like that on a regular basis? Why are we like sardines everywhere? I don't understand why these things are such a big deal now, because everybody's getting sick. For a lot of people are getting sick, and it's not something that we were doing anyway. It literally should have been something that we have been doing. Well, hopefully we've adopted stuff and we can continue to do it once this is all cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard enough being around people on a regular basis, and now we have to worry about people coughing on you. Like, ooh.
But yeah, no, we had to just talk about this topic because I personally didn't think it was going to get to the degree that it's gotten. And it's like,
I didn't think it was gonna come to New York like that, like the way it did.
Yeah, but it's a lot. It's like a lot. It's really bad. A lot of places, like they've locked down a lot of different
all around
places,
the world.
And yeah, and it's like what? And then, but we're not even being informed appropriately. We're not, you know, even realizing that this is bigger and we have to take further precautions. And you know, it's not really being explained the way it should be explained.
The reason why is not being explained the way it should be because everybody is losing money. The stock market is like, there might be another recession. The stock market has gone down. One of my coworkers is like, don't look at your 401k. And I was like, I'm all right. I know it's going to go back up at some point. But it's literally like 25% of my 401k is gone. So, like, it's really crazy to consider the fact that a lot of people are denouncing the coronavirus or this particular coronavirus because it is making the stock market plummet. Traveling, nobody wants to travel. Nobody wants to go anywhere. The only thing is probably, like, raising is the price and the purchases of hand sanitizer, Lysol. And supermarkets are making money because everybody is buying food, including myself. Everybody's buying food. Because the moment that they said, because it was declared a pandemic today, the moment that they start to warn people to go shopping, people are going to start fighting. Like, they're fighting around the world. And they said it was Australia, but it was a video of people fighting over toilet paper. And it was the craziest thing because the shopping cart full, two women had a shopping cart full of, like, 12 packs of toilet paper. But they had, like, 10 packs of 12. And the lady wanted one pack of 12, and they were trying to beat her up because she tried to take one. And they, like, how, like, human beings are absolutely selfish. So the moment, that's why you got to get everything that you need now, but get the things that you need that you would use anyway. But get more, just in case, because the moment that they say, you're not allowed to leave, or like if they try to shut things down like they're doing in Italy, people are going to go crazy. People can't handle stuff like this. So they're going to go crazy. They're going to be fighting in the supermarkets. That's why we need to stock up on the things that are important right now before people start going crazy. Because it was literally just claimed as a pandemic today. But the numbers are going up every single day. So we need to be responsible. And not fight, not argue, go buy what you need to buy at a reasonable time and treat each other properly. Because we also can't go around beating people up either. We have to make sure that we're doing the right thing but being prepared. Because we can't be reactive. We have to be proactive. I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I told my coworkers, I was like, you all need to go. Make sure you get food. Make sure, you know, you it's important to discuss it, to make sure that people know, like, this is not a joke, and it may not be, like, it's serious. Some people are not taking it seriously, but whether you take it seriously or not, you need to be prepared, because you can pretend like it doesn't exist all you want to, but you have no idea from one second to the next what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
It's very true. Like, it's like, come on, like, let's be careful, but also, you know, everybody's in the same boat. So let's treat each other. Let's remember that we're here and we're supposed to help each other and not, you know, not everybody just try to, you know, care for themselves and that's it. But that's the way the society has been. Everybody for themselves.
Yeah, nobody. People don't care about other people. You know, I felt myself getting a little heated with the conversation, because it's really, really unfortunate that people just take things for granted, and they, you know, it's oftentimes first world problems that are happening when we could just work together and make sure that everybody's taken care of, instead of one person having 20 packs of 12 rolls of toilet paper, not sharing with other people. Like, we really could do a better job. So I'm going to play a song to get the mood back into where it's supposed to be, and we will be right back.
All right.
Is obscene. We've got it twisted in this lucid dream, baptized in boundaries, schooled in sin, divided by difference, sexuality and skin. Oh, so we can hate each other and fear each other. We can build these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow and brick by brick. Keep yourself locked in, yourself locked in. Yeah, we can hate each other and fear each other. We can build these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow and brick by brick. Keep yourself locked in, yourself locked. Oh, should give life to this beautiful dream. 'Cause peace and love ain't so far. If we nurse our wounds before they scar, nurse the wounds before they.
So that, I think that song made me really think about what's going on and how people need to treat each other.
Yeah. No, it's true. Because things are happening so quickly, and they often mm-hmm. do, and it's like, sometimes we just gotta stop and realize that as humans we gotta look out for one another, and you know, we gotta remind ourselves that no matter how much money you have, no matter who you work for, no matter what you do for a living, how long you've been on this earth, we have to realize that everybody's susceptible to whatever it is that we're experiencing at the time. And there's nothing
Go ahead. No, it's even bigger than just this. It's not just what's going on now. And that's the thing that mm-hmm. None of us know how to treat each other. And I think that is, like, a lot of the things that go on is because we don't know how to treat each other. Even there's mm-hmm. people that really don't believe that what's going on is an issue, because they're believing the individual that is considered the president of the United States, because he's like, oh, there's only going to be like 5 people next week. Like, nobody is taking it seriously because they believe what he's saying. And they're putting themselves and other people in harm's way because they don't believe that there's an issue.
Yeah.
And even if... A lot, because also this is really affecting people that have underlying issues. So most of the people that have died, it's because they're already sick inside, which is another issue that we can talk about. But it's because it doesn't matter if it's only, like, you can't say, oh, it doesn't matter if I get it because I will be fine and I'm okay. Because that's what they were saying, is that the people that are infecting other people are the ones that have a strong immune system or a stronger immune system, because they don't have the same type of symptoms that people with underlying issues have. So when they're the ones that are infecting people that are actually susceptible to be sick, because they're not taking into consideration that they need to cover their mouth when they cough, and they need to not hold on to certain things. Like, they're not taking that into consideration because they don't care about anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, there are things like host carriers, and, you know, just because you necessarily may not show symptoms doesn't mean that you're not
right.
carrying it, or, you know.
Yeah. And in addition to that, one of the things that I had mentioned was, we're so focused on getting Lysol and hand sanitizer, but nobody's concerned about what they're putting into their bodies. One of the things that I just said is that the people that have a weaker immune system or underlying issues are the ones that are getting sick, and the ones that are ending up dying, because some people are not taking care of themselves health-wise. It doesn't matter how much Lysol you spray. If your insides are accepting of the virus, it's going to attack your insides. So while it's important to be sterile, not sterile, while it's important to disinfect and to make sure that things are right, use hand sanitizer, wash your hands, more important than using hand sanitizer, because one of the things that they mentioned about hand sanitizer is that it kills good germs. In a way, it's like if you had a fort and you have security, once the security is dead, it's very easy for the bad people to come into your into your castle. So that's pretty much when I'm likening what's going on. If you use too much hand sanitizer, you're killing the good germs. So when the bad germs come back, which they will, it's easier for them to harm you. But it's also really important to make sure that your insides are healthy. Because if your insides are not healthy, it doesn't matter how much Lysol you spray in the air. Because it's going to come back and it's going to negatively affect you. So there's so many things that we have to take into consideration when it comes to the things that are going, even past once this epidemic or pandemic is over, we still need to take into consideration that we have to make sure that our insides are healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Because nobody cares about that. All people are talking about, like I went into the first day that they were even talking about, I went into buy hand sanitizer, not because of this, but because mine ran out. There was no hand sanitizer on the shelf, and I was shocked because I'm like, there's none left. I went into the supermarket. I found Lysol. I bought one, and then I was like, oh, man. The next day, I was like, oh, man, I should have bought two. I went to buy another one. They were all gone, and there were cases on the floor. It was stocked on the shelf and cases on the floor. Everybody is so concerned about that, and nobody is concerned. Like, you can't have nothing but junk food and Lysol in your shopping cart. You need to be healthy. Even if you have things that are not too healthy, it's still important to make sure that you are balancing it out and eating healthy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
But it shows people's priorities. They're, you know, they'll do cures, but they won't do prevention.
And that is one of the biggest problems in this country, is that everybody is so, like, oh, I'll just go to the doctor. Oh, they'll just give me medicine. There's no reason you should have. Most of the things that are affecting people can be cured naturally by your body's immune system, or if it's not doing well, by other things that are natural from the earth. There's some things that you would need to go to the doctor for, because we live in a world where it is no longer specifically just necessary to get one type of thing, because there are diseases and viruses and germs that are man-made now, so you need man-made medicine. But for the most part, if you keep your inside strong, that defense system will be really hard to penetrate. But we need to want to do it.
Yeah, this is very true, and it's like it's so crazy. It's just, I mean, there's so many different things that get uncovered when situations like this occur. And it's like, we're not as progressive as you would think that we are as a nation in 2020.
Please. Oh, please. Definitely not.
And it's so crazy. Because I want Daddy to even talk about, because I'm sure we've gone through similar situations previously, but you know, we may not have been as cognizant of it, you know, because now we're adults, so now we actually see everything and are paying attention. But I'm sure this has happened previously that Daddy can talk about, you know, throughout the years that he's experienced.
Yeah.
Honestly, even with the Ebola, I remember I was working in a hospital, and even that outbreak was not on the level that the coronavirus is on right now. Like,
no.
It's definitely surpassed. I think the Ebola, I'm not sure how many people ultimately it affected, but it was not this pandemic that, you know, everybody was like, you know, in an uproar about. And even they've stopped, I don't know about your commute, but my commute to work, it's definitely very scarce on how many people are, you know, commuting and in the streets. And, you know, it's very
you know, when you look at it, it's very eye-opening and very, like, humbling in a sense. Because it's like this place, this, you know, this is 2020, we're supposed to be in a technology world, we're supposed to be able to, you know, cure everything, but there's nothing that they're talking about that's curing this quote-unquote coronavirus.
Mm-mm. And it's the same thing. Like, I've noticed that there's hardly any people, you know, on the buses and train, and it's crazy because a lot of the people that are actually on it are the ones that are not covering their mouth when they sneeze and cough and sitting too close to people. So it's like the people that are concerned about it are not going on public transportation. And every day I'm just like, I need off of this roller coaster. This is too much for me because I've never been a fan of being around large groups of people as it is. I've never been a fan of being, like, too close to people. I believe in personal space. I will stand if I don't fit in the seat in between these two people. I'm not going to, you know, sit back and slide down the seat so that I can fit into a seat and take up too much space. I've never been that type of person. So this, for me, I'm just like, people, we really need to stay away from each other. Like, it's not necessary for us to all be huddled in the corner. Like, move. Even if you get on the train, like, when you get on the train, where the doors are will be jammed with people, and then everywhere else will be empty. And I'm just like, please, just let me get over in the corner so that there'll be no people around. But it really, even what you were saying earlier, I just saw a post on Instagram, and it says, fellow Asians on trains, buses, and sidewalks during COVID-19. Have you noticed that your mere presence is interpreted as a security threat by the people around you? Let's take a moment to empathize with Black, Arab, Muslim, Native, and Latinx people for whom this is everyday life. And it literally, like, when things, you had mentioned something about people being mistreated because of how they look. But unfortunately, the people that are being mistreated now, some people, and it's usually, it's not just them, it's everybody that it doesn't affect you until it affects you. Nobody cares about certain things until it actually affects them. Now people care about being mistreated in society, and they want to join organizations that are already in existence because they don't like being mistreated. And it's unfortunate because it should have been this way even before they became targets. You know, when Muslim people started getting targeted because of how they looked, and not even the religious type of thing, but when you looked at somebody and you assumed that they were from the Middle East, everybody realized how similar they were, but only when they started being the victims of being mistreated. We have to take into consideration, and not necessarily we as Black people, but people in general have to take into consideration that nobody is, when it comes to hatred and xenophobia and racism and everything else, nobody is, the word is escaping me. Nobody can escape look who joined. Nobody can escape being mistreated because everybody's going to get it at some point. Hello, sir.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello, family.
You came just in time. Oh, my goodness. We just trying to do so much here. My goodness gracious.
Listen, it's
something else.
Doing so much is perfect for what we're talking about because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. A lot going on, and we all got to be aware of what's going on and no distractions. Very critical times.
This is definitely a distraction.
This is something else. All the things that are going on. There are so many things going on.
This is definitely a distraction.
Two shall pass, and we'll move on. We've had these before. And Black folk have always been able to balance things out what needs to be done.
Well, we know that.
The fact that we're still here.
We know that. We ain't going nowhere.
see. My goodness.
So what we were talking about right now, Daddy, is I had read a post that I saw on social media, and it was basically a person that of Asian descent, of Asian background, however you want to say it, saying that their mere presence is considered a security threat, and they need to understand how Black and Spanish and Muslim and other people it's their everyday life. But it should not be something that is considered only when it affects them directly. So that's what we were talking about when I noticed that you were there.
Yeah, well,
that's
I've told all of those that are willing to listen. My bottom line is everyone that comes to this country, everyone that is in this country, to realize that you got to check in with Black folk. You have to check in with Black folk, because if you want to measure the level of democracy in America, all you have to do is look at the condition that African American people are in. And that'll tell you where democracy is in America.
Wow.
You know, with due respect to Native American people, honestly, they did not really put up a fight after. I'm not saying that they didn't fight. What I am saying is that with due respect to all that Native American community has offered America, a lot of what they did not do was to become a very important part of America as it relates to developing the economic system, as it relates to culture. There are bits and pieces of Native American culture.
But why do you think that happened?
For whatever reason, they did not, you know, once they got to a certain point, they resolved themselves that they were on a reservation. And for whatever reason, they allowed America to develop. Now, what happened, that then led, and I'm not saying they did not participate. I'm not trying to get to that point. What I am saying is that the reason why there is a worldwide economic system today is because of Africans in America.
Mm-hmm.
And in Europe, the Africans of the Caribbean built up the European economy.
Because they just didn't want to be part of it?
That could be part of it. Are you talking about Native American peoples?
Yeah.
Part of it. They maybe wanted to disassociate themselves. But see, this is what I say about you can't disassociate yourself from something, because in order to win it, you got to be in it.
I like that.
You know? It's simple. Once you throw up your hands and you give up, then that's it for you. And that's what the forces of evil hope you do, is to just throw up your hands and give up.
Right.
And, you know, African folk, they fought and they continue to fight to the very point that, like I say, we got to vote. And I know there's a lot of folks that I'm not voting, there's nothing to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're not voting because people like you. It ain't about liking you.
Right.
Even Black politicians don't like Black people. Not all, but some.
Majority.
So politics isn't about liking. Politics is a game that you play and you leverage your power and you develop what it is that you have to do for your community and for yourself and for the things that you need. And if that person does not do for you what you need to do, then you've got to ensure that they understand you're not getting my vote next time. I'm not voting for you. Because, see, they hustle you. A lot of Black folk, Black politicians will hustle you because I'm Black.
Majority.
Vote for me.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
That's not the way it goes.
All my kinfolk,
you do what I say.
My kinfolk. Right.
It's not
they
about this.
Us.
That's the bottom line. And what we have to do is understand that what has happened now to Joe Biden squarely on the shoulders of a Black man by the name of Congressman Jim Clyburn.
Mm.
When Jim Clyburn last week came out in support of Joe Biden. The South Carolina primary was changed.
Wow.
And it's interesting because going back to 2008 or 2007, whenever it may have been, the Iowa caucus, when President Obama and Hillary Clinton were running against each other, when black folks saw that white folk were willing to vote for Barack Obama, that's when black folk came out and said, yeah, I think I will vote for Barack Obama.
That is so sad.
He is electable. But here's the flip side. When a black man came out and changed the dynamics of the vote for Joe Biden, and black people in South Carolina overwhelmingly voted for Joe Biden, that's what made white folks say, wait a minute, let me vote for Joe Biden. It's almost a mirror experience. Black folk are the stars of this election series.
Mm.
No matter what may turn out, no matter what may happen, black folk change the dynamics of the voting system. And this is an example of the power of the vote. Bernie Sanders, I believe, has the best intentions at heart. He has never changed. He has never wavered. What he said, he said. What he did, he did. He supported Jesse Jackson back in 1988 when there was no white folk supporting Jesse Jackson. And so there are things that Bernie Sanders has done, but Bernie Sanders is not where he needs to be right now. I understand what he's saying. I believe one day we'll all get there. Anybody that's experiencing
this
virus right now, anyone that is ill right now, should know they can go to the hospital and they will be cared for and they won't have to pay. Talking about Seattle, you know, I just spoke to your brother Heru, and the thing is, they closed down work, they closed down schools. But now, hold on a minute. Hold on. If you have the type of job that you get paid by being on the job, if you are a sole provider for your family,
construction worker, like a construction worker can't work from
home. That's it. There are a number of jobs that you really can't work from home. And all those
jobs.
What will happen? And what will happen to us health-wise if somebody say, look, this is the only way I can survive. I'm going into work. I don't care who I infect.
Yep.
And because of the conditions that we're living under, they go to work.
Yep.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets sick.
Everybody.
And then the business closes down. So we have to ask ourselves, as a world now, what do? We have to take care of ourselves, family. We really do. And I think that having the occupant of the White House that we have in there right now,
that dummy.
But you know something? I think he was right. I think when he said, make America great again, I think he decided, I told you, Sasha, that you should write a book.
I know.
Suppose Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing. Suppose he's becoming the most horrible human being on the planet to show the world how close we are to anarchy and destruction. Now, probably he's doing it because he's not that way, but
idiot.
But he's going to make America great again because there are people that are saying, oh, no, the world can't go on like this.
Yeah.
The world cannot go on like this. And you know something? We weren't even thinking about the coronavirus the last time we had this conversation.
No.
I'm talking about us. The last time we were together, we weren't talking about coronavirus.
No, we weren't. Overnight.
Now all of a sudden, this is our conversation. We weren't expecting this. We were talking about a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Look at where we are. And we have to ask ourselves, what role are we going to play and what are we going to do? And we have to understand what we have at our disposal to be able to do this.
And without being afraid. Because so many people, like, I don't want to be on the train. When I get off the train, I feel so dirty. Like, I feel filthy when I get off the train. But I've been riding the train for years. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's
all of these
changed.
Things, like, before the coronavirus was a big deal, people had it. And we didn't know. People were infecting other people with it, and nobody was talking about it. But you just
feel differently.
You feel different. When I get off the train, I feel disgusting. And now all day, me and my coworkers are washing our hands, not touching the doorknobs, not touching this, using more hand sanitizer. I don't like which is stuff that we should maybe not so much the hand sanitizer all the time because that's not that great all the time. Like, it's good occasionally. But, like, I don't eat out anymore. I buy my I cook my food and my family's food, and we bring our food to school and work. I don't go, and I'm saving money, and I'm healthier because I know who cooked it. I know it didn't fall on the floor. Like, it's stuff that we should have been doing anyway. But I don't want to, you know, I went into Dunkin' Donuts the other day, not the other day, but before all this stuff was going on, and I was getting coffee, and a stack of filters fell on the floor, right? So a customer picked up the stack of filters and gave it to the cashier. The cashier placed it next to her, and the people making the coffee picked it up and went and took one out to put in the coffee machine. And I told the lady, I'm like,
oh, no.
Excuse me. I said, those were on the floor. You can't use those. She didn't throw them away. She said, oh, and she put them to the side. And I guarantee you that when I walked out that door, she used those filters because they're not drinking that coffee. So when that happened, I was like, I don't even want to use the Keurig at my job because I know that it's not – I know that people don't clean. Nobody comes and cleans out the Keurig. It just keeps getting used over and over again. So I just went and got instant coffee. And I had creamer, and I've been making my own coffee since then. You save money. It's healthier. Like, I can control how much sugar and all that goes into it. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, hell. Like, the filters. That is what all the coffee is strained through. Fell on the floor, and I saw it fall. And this is the Dunkin' Donuts where there is a significant amount of people that do not currently have a home or a shower, because it is right under the train. So there's a significant amount of people that go in there that are not of the cleanest demeanor, walking around on the floor going to use the bathroom. So I was like, hell no, I will never go to this Dunkin' Donuts again, ever. I love the people in there, and they love me, and they're so sweet, but hell no, not going to happen. Because I saw those, and I saw them, and I know that they didn't throw it away. I know that they waited for me to leave, and then they used it, which is disgusting. So, but the purpose of me telling that story is, like, it's what you say, Daddy. Take the best and leave the rest. Like, everybody's going crazy, but there's things that we're doing that we should continue to do even when this whole thing is over, whenever it ends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the points that you're making are well taken because, for one thing, on a health tip, you know what you're eating. You know who prepared it.
Exactly.
And also, the money that you save. I used to do an activity with children in school where we would go through that. We would go through, like, I would ask them, what do you eat? What do you enjoy? Okay, you got the Big Mac, you got McDonald's, you got fries. You know, you've got KFC, you've got a number of things. And I said, okay, now, the homework was to go there, and I want you to price what it is that you're actually eating.
Mm.
And they would come back, and they would say per day they may spend, well, at the time it wasn't as much as it is now, but give or take, it was like about $9.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, okay, now, do you do that all week long? And yeah, at least once a day, either go to McDonald's or Wendy's or someplace. And so what I would do is I say, okay, let's say you spend $9 a day. Let's just say, now we multiply that by 5, we come up with the number 45. I say, okay, now let's go to the store and let's buy what you just say you eat. And when they saw how much they would pay, for instance, for 8 buns, hamburger buns, when they would figure out how much they would pay for food, for the chicken, or for the burgers that they might buy a pack of 4, I had them go shopping. The amount of money that you save, even if you wanted to, that it has nothing to do with people's personal hygiene habits. Just look at the money that you're saving.
Right.
And so we have got to become more aware. And I think that all this time, you know, we've been warning people about eating out and eating in certain restaurants. We better wake up.
I agree.
You know, we have to wake up and put our priorities in place. And then I would, again, ask the children, okay, now, let's save that every week. Let's say you're saving $23 a week. Multiply that by 52. And then the children would see it.
Yep.
There's a lot that goes into it.
When I calculated the amount of money that I was spending on when I was eating out, and if I buy coffee outside every day, and then I buy lunch, and then I come home and I buy food to cook for dinner, when I added it, I was like, it doesn't even feel like I make this amount of money when I calculated how much money I was spending.
Yep.
Like, I didn't even feel like I was making the money. So.
Wow.
So, I couldn't even imagine.
We all have to stop and just think now. Those that want to think about it, go through what they go through, I'm with you. Those that say, well, I'm still going to do what I do, then keep doing what you do. First of all, when you see them young brothers out in the street when it's hot outside and they're selling waters for a dollar, and you figure out that they probably paid no more than maybe 35 cents per bottle, then you have to ask yourself, well, what would happen if you went to the store and bought the water?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just have to stop and think.
And it's such a big difference. There's so many reasons to be healthier. Like, it doesn't even – it's amazing. Because when you really pay attention, oh, my God. There was – okay, I'm going to tell another story. There was a restaurant that I went to. I don't know if I told you this story. Restaurant. It was a while ago. It wasn't, like, recently. It was a Thai restaurant. There were no people that were sitting down in the restaurant. But they had, like, an entire – like counter full of to go, like they were delivering. So nobody went to the restaurant. They just called and ordered and delivered it. So I was eating and a man came from behind from where the kitchen is and he had gloves on his hand. He went into the bathroom and when he came out, he still had gloves on his hand. So I'm sure that we can assume what happened.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Right. Yeah. Listen. He went in with gloves and came out with gloves. And it was only two of us in the restaurant eating in the restaurant. So if you're back there and you assume that nobody's going to be in your restaurant watching you, that everything is delivery, you come outside and there's people, he literally went in with gloves and came out the bathroom with gloves.
Oh, my God.
So did he wash the gloves? Did he wash his hands with gloves on? So needless to say, I will not be going there anymore. But that just makes me consider, like, that's not the only place where this happens. And I'm not going to give up going out to eat because I do enjoy it. Sometimes it's the ambiance, the atmosphere, the people, but it is going to be more times than not that I'll be making food for me and my family as opposed to going out because people are just nasty. And, like, when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, oh goodness. How do you go in the bathroom with gloves and come back out with gloves? Crazy. Nope. I'm done with the gross stories. I'm done. I'm not telling any more stories.
You know, we all have to stop and ask ourselves, where are we going with this? And, you know, like I tell people, like, I'm not here to preach to you. You do
right.
What you believe, you know. But it's my obligation, it's our obligation for you to at least relay that story so that
right.
you think about what's going on.
Right.
And you make up
right.
your own mind. You make up your
right.
own decision. You know, there's countless numbers of stories that people's
mm-hmm.
personal hygiene habits are just not
mm-hmm.
there.
Yep.
To make decisions.
And some of them are behind counters or in kitchens.
Absolutely. And that is a serious challenge.
Nope.
Again, it goes
back to
how much money that you can save for other things that you might want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That you're spending a great... See, when I was growing up, my generation, we didn't have all of the restaurants. Food was not the way in which we communicated with each other. People say, let's do lunch, let's
now,
do dinner.
Absolutely.
When I was growing up, it wasn't like that. There was a place called Chicken Delight, and it said, don't cook tonight, call Chicken Delight. That was the commercial. That was takeout. There was no McDonald's. There was no McDonald's. We had White Castle. White Castle was three burgers for a quarter. We didn't have McDonald's. So now everything is food, but... And, okay, now I'm going to say this now, and I know people may not like what I'm about to say, but I got to talk to you about the food trucks.
Oh, no.
I got to talk to you about them food trucks.
Oh, no.
Because what you have to realize
is
that you have real live gasoline and oil in that truck at the same time you cooking food. And you have to understand that everything that happens in a car happens because of the gas. The gasoline that you put in the car is the energy that runs the car. If you are cooking food, your ovens and everything that you're cooking with, the energy that it gets to prepare the food comes from the gasoline that's in your truck. There are other power systems, that's true. But the bottom line is...
That's disturbing. That's really...
Very,
I thought you were going to ask really? Where they wash their hands. But,
well, now that's a whole nother
that's the
thing.
Icing, that's the icing. Because they actually have sinks in there. That's the icing.
Yeah, but I can get real nasty with you because I could tell you some things I've seen them do.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm sorry, fam.
Oh,
but
crap.
We really have to focus on what we're putting in our mouths.
Oh, shoot.
Because what you put in, you are what you eat.
Hmm.
It's just one of those things, family. And we're going to have to stop and ask ourselves exactly where we're going with this in terms of our health and our nutrition. And we just have to get there because there's a lot of viruses out here. There's a lot of illnesses out
corona.
Here. Not just corona. Yeah, that's right. Not just corona. A lot of things that we have to be considerate.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness gracious.
hey, we have to make that decision.
Well.
But, you know, the other thing that I think is a challenge is that I enjoy cooking, and I enjoy the way my food tastes when I cook.
Mm-hmm.
When I prepare my food, I enjoy the way the food tastes. So there's an advantage that I have that I enjoy. And so, you know, I enjoy the way your mother cooks. So that I don't suffer from, oh, man, I don't feel like doing this. You know, I like to put together a nice vegetable soup. I like to put together a nice meal. I enjoy eating. But I want to know where them hands have been that prepared that meal. If it was hands that prepared.
Oh, boy.
Put your hands where my eyes can see.
That's it.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Great. I know. Yeah, okay.
What you think about that, Condi K?
I don't want it. What?
Condi K, what you think about that?
Think about what?
About the food.
Well, you know,
I haven't heard you say anything.
Oh, no, I was talking earlier.
I was like, you know, now's your time to talk because you missed half of the show.
Oh, shots fired.
Well, excuse me.
I just
wow.
think, you know, we got to open our eyes and tune our ears.
Okay, here we go. Why?
Right there, then.
No, it's serious, though. Like, and we have to start realizing that, you know, we have to make the changes in the world. We have to do what we need to do. We have to rise above it. And, you know, we have to realize that as easy as it is, you know, to live the way it is now, it's harder to change and it's harder to, you know, ensure that what you're doing is correct and what you're doing is, you know, beneficial to yourself as well as those around you and those that, like, your loved ones and everything. It's easy to just continue to just do what you do as you're doing, and if people are making mistakes, if people are not doing what's necessary in order to fulfill everything in life, you know, you have to correct them, you have to make the changes, and you have to, you know, continue to keep on keeping on, because guess what? It ain't over till we win.
All right, then.
Look how I brought a full circle.
I like that. I'm a cop.
So I know exactly. How to round out the show based off of that and everything that you said. If nobody else has anything they want to say, I have the perfect song to round it out.
Fantastic.
All right, well,
Hotep fam, we have had, and for those of you who know, we've had an exciting couple of weeks going on these past couple of weeks. And so all is well and all is good. I tell our family, please stay healthy. Please watch out. Get your priorities straight. And I look forward to the next time.
That's
Hotep,
right.
Hotep, fam.
Hotep.
All right. Hotep. And here we go.